everybody. I am very happy that I am between you today in the one of the month international conferences, Belt White Cotton Conference. I am Dr. Amani Ahmed Al-Ashmouni. I am a researcher in Cotton Research Institute from Egypt. My research is talking about the title of my research, different response of cotton growth yield and fiber quality to foliar application of cyanobacteria extract and urea fertilizer. The aim of the research, I wanted to study the effect of urea in different concentration and cyanobacteria extracts in different concentration also, and the combination between them on cotton, Egyptian cotton, at Gossypium Barbadens. The cultivar was the cultivation is Giza 24, its longest step. On plant growth and photosensitive pigments, yield altitude and fiber quality. The study design is a split plot design. We take in the main plot urea concentration fertilizer rates in three main plot treatments and foliar spray with distracted cells of Spirinula platens in four subplot treatments contain a control or non-treated control. We do this study in Kafr Sheikh governorate in Egypt, and they take chemical analysis of extracted cyanobacteria. We see that it contains a lot of amino acids and some elements like macro elements and micro elements. Results. The table is clear. Okay. We studied a lot of the characters of the, my research, the concentration of gibberellins and leaves, and the mean of leaf area for plants, and chlorophyll A, chlorophyll B, total chlorophyll, carotenoids, plant height, fruiting branches, earliness, and the number of open poles, mean of poles, weight, seed index, seed cotton yield. These characters we are doing in 2 years, two seasons, 2016 and 2017. The indicator data, we find that it obtained the highest concentration of gibberellin in 192. This is the high concentration of N or urea. We find that this cultivation is response to high concentration of urea. This is the highest concentration. We take three concentration of urea, 96, 144, and 192. It obtains the high concentration of gibberellins and the high concentration of urea, and we look at the interaction between N urea and cyanobacteria. We find that its response high concentration of urea and the high concentration of cyanobacteria. The numbers which take number A, this is Duncan analysis. Obtain high yield. B in the next, C in the next, you know this. A, every number take letter A, it's meaning high ones by the analysis. And this also in the second season. Okay, consider too, chlorophyll A and B and the total total chlorophyll and carotenoids is also response to a high concentration of urea and high concentration of cyanobacteria. In the plant height and the fruiting branches per plant, this is the yield components. We find that they a little difference between the between the other characters. We find that it responds okay for high concentration of urea, but not high concentrations of cyanobacteria. It gives high yield in 12 gram per hectare of cells, destructed cells of cyanobacteria. Also, a number of open poles and the mean poles weight and seed index seed cotton yield per hectare, 10 per hectare. We find that the effect of our materials on some technological characters like length percent, finance, micronear, and stress. Presley, we find that it's not different. There are no significant difference between the interaction of urea and the cyanobacteria in some character like strengths. Strengths take the letter A. Every number take letter A, meaning that way there is any significant differences between them. But length percent and finance micronear, we find that it responds to a high concentration of urea, 192, and 12 concentration of cyanobacteria, 12 gram per hectare. And the second season also. But the second season is different compared by first one, because length percent is giving same letter A, it means not significant. But in finance and strength, there are significant between my treatments. So the results of the present study indicated that significant increases in mean of leaf area per plant content of chlorophyll A and B carotenoids and gibberellins with application of spranula up to 18 gram per hectare, along with urea up to 192 kilogram urea per hectare. Plant height at harvest, number of fruiting branches and open poles per plant, seed cotton yield and seed index, along with environment of cotton fiber, length, finance, micronear and strength Presley, with application of spranula up to 60 gram per hectare, along with urea up to 192 kilogram urea per hectare. But both of the urea and the destructive spranula cells acted synergistically for enhancing plant growth and performance. Results of this trans study is successfully considered by cotton producers in Egypt and worldwide, can contribute to better cotton growth, fiber qualities and quantities and production. Thank you for